This week's Haftorah is a special Haftorah for Parsha Zocha. Usually, the Haftorah is connected to the Parsha Shavua. However, the Dala Parshios, which is Shkolim, Zocha, Pora, and Achodesh, are a special maftir, a special few psukim that we learn at the end of the Parsha Shavua that has to do with the Ma'ira, with the time of the year. And the Haftorah is connected to those psukim. So this week, which is Parsha Zocha, and discusses right before Purim the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, which Haman was a grandson of Amalek. So we discuss the mitzvah of Mechias Ma'is Amalek and the mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did. And the Haftorah is connected to this Parsha Zocha. The Haftorah, which is from Shmuel Beis, discusses Hashem's command to Shmuel, through Shmuel, to the Melech, Sholem Melech, to kill out Amalek, the nation of Amalek in his times, which Shaul HaMelech carried out that command, but not completely. While he defeated Amalek, he allowed the king, Melech Agag, to remain alive. And in addition, while he destroyed most of Amalek's possessions, he agreed to the people's request to allow some sheep and some animals to remain alive, and he intended to use them as korbanos to bring for Hashem. Shmuel HaNovi was sent to reprimand Shaul and to make clear to him the gravity of his Aveira. And Shmuel informed him that because he had not fulfilled the Ratzon Hashem, this would cost him his Malchus and his successor has already been chosen. The Novi tells us that Shmuel then personally executed Agag. Although Shmuel killed Agag, Shaul's lapse in listening to the Dvar Hashem allowed Agag to utilize his last hours of his life to preserve the nation of Amalek. The Alshot points out something very interesting. There's a Medrash that says that in this week's Haftorah, when Shmuel told Shaul that he chose a different king, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shmuel Elav, Shmuel told him, Kora Hashem es malchus Yisrael me'alecha, Hashem has ripped away, has torn away from you the melucha, and he has given it to a fellow who is better than you. The Medrash points out that in Megillas Esther, we find something very similar. When Vashti was killed by Ahasuerus, and Ahasuerus was looking for a new queen, the Pasuk says, "Umalchusa yitein hamelech," the kingdom the melech will give, "lirusa hatoiva mimena," to a fellow who is better than her. The same Lashon that we find in Nostal Reach HaTovim Mecha is used in regard to Esther, L'Ru'uso HaTovim Mimena. And the Alsha points out that this is not a coincidence, but that the Medrash is teaching us that Queen Esther was Mesakin, and she rectified the Aveira of Shaul HaMelech. And that's why the same Lashon is used by both. Perhaps we can explain the Alsha as follows. What was the underlying Yesod of Shaul HaMelech's Aveira? On the surface, his actions appear noble. He had good cheshbonos. On one hand, he had rachmonos on Agag. The midah of rachmonos, that's a midah of Klal Yisrael, Kol Yisrael rachmonim b'nei rachmonim. The fact that he left the animals alive, he did that l'shem shemayim. He wanted to bring korbanos to the Eibishta, and he did it with good intentions. But the answer is that although Shaul HaMelech's intentions may have been L'shem Shemayim, and his kavanah was sincere, but when Hashem is metzaver a command, there is no room for interpretations. When Hashem gives a directive, we have to do it whether we understand it or not, without putting in our own logic and our own reasoning. Because Shaul HaMelech used his own calculations, there was a chesor in his absolute obedience to Hashem. And a melech, he cannot be a melech. A melech, a king, is someone who's totally bottled to the Dvar Hashem. And this Aveira was what caused Amalek to survive and to re-emerge for generations to come. Esther was given the opportunity to correct this. When Haman made a decree against Klal Yisrael, Mordechai commanded Esther to go to Ahasuerus and plead for their lives. But Esther hesitated, not out of fear, but because she had a cheshbon. She said, I haven't been summoned to the king in 30 days, and approaching Ahasuerus uninvited is sure death. So Esther, a good cheshbon, wouldn't it be wiser to wait for a better time? But Mordechai was adamant and she goes immediately. And the pasuk says, "Umi yodea im le'eis kazois higat l'malchus." Who knows if not for this very moment you have reached the kingdom. Perhaps the pasuk is pointing out this very moment to be meramis to her, that it was this moment of truth. It would be this moment which Esther had the opportunity to misaken the mistake of Shalom Melech. Would she listen to her own reasoning and her own cheshbonis? Or would she be mevatel her das to what Mordechai was telling her? And Mordechai, who as a Sanhedrin represented the das Hashem, was as a tzivui of Hashem that should be listened to without cheshbonis. This is the defining moment. And indeed, Esther was mevatel her das, and she went to Achashverosh, although in her mind she was going to death, but she did so because that was the Dvar Hashem. That's what Hashem wanted her to do. So by doing this, she was mesaken the Aveira, which Shaul HaMelech did many years earlier. This is the lesson of the Haftarah. And Hashem should help us that we are surrounded by so many enemies that want to eradicate us. But by doing the Rotzon Hashem, Torah and Tefillah, without cheshbonis, we should be zeicha to once and for all to eradicate our enemies to Uchu Osam, Yisal, and Netzach. We should be zeicha to Mashiach, and Kenu. Amen.